There is and can be no cause of an historical event except the one cause of all causes. But there are laws directing events, and some of these laws are known to us while we are conscious of others we cannot comprehend. The discovery of these laws is only possible when we have quite abandoned the attempt to find the cause in the will of some one man, just as the discovery of the laws of the motion of the planets was possible only when men abandoned the conception of the fixity of the earth. The historians consider that, next to the Battle of Borodino and the occupation of Moscow by the enemy and its destruction by fire, the most important episode of the War of 1812 was the movement of the Russian army away from the Ryazana to the Kaluga Road and to the Tarutino Camp, the so-called flank march across the Krasnaya-Pakra River. They ascribe the glory of that achievement of genius to different men and dispute as to whom the honour is due. Even foreign historians, including the French, acknowledge the genius of the Russian commanders when they speak of that flank march. But it is hard to understand why military writers, and following them others, consider this flank march to be the profound conception of some one man who saved Russia and destroyed Napoleon. In the first place, it is hard to understand where the profound...